This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free to bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And with you in the studio here tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl. So for those of you just tuning in the last hour, we talked a lot about the lawsuit that has been successful thus far against Uber in the UK, where a similar lawsuit had been filed in Massachusetts and California in the United States, basically accusing certain drivers who didn't feel like they got a fair shake out of Uber. And I get being upset with Uber. They're not a great corporation to work for. A lot of drivers are unhappy with how they've been treated, so I get that. But I'm sorry. When I signed up for Uber as a driver, and I did, you know, I worked it for a short period of time before some local haters contacted Uber and got me basically canned, even though I had a perfect 5-star rating. But regardless, that all aside, in these cases, the drivers, they want more than what they originally agreed to.
They want to change the contract after the fact.
That's exactly what they want to do.
They're having success at it.
When you start working for Uber, they make it clear to you, you are a contractor. All right, here are the deals.
Hold on. I want to kind of not necessarily play devil's advocate and take the side of the drivers, but Chris, you said they want to change the contract.
Yeah.
Well, Uber corporate, they can change the terms of service whenever they want to.
That's a problem.
So why should the drivers not also have the opportunity to at least attempt to change the terms of service?
If I'm not mistaken, they can pull out at any time?
They can, yes.
Okay, well, there you go.
That's not changing the terms of service. That's saying I'm no longer working with you.
He's saying that's the recourse the driver
has.
Yeah,
I mean, you have recourse, right? It's if they change the terms, then you can say,
that's not my question. My question is, can the drivers try to change the terms of service, or is it only a one-way thing to where Uber corporate says, we're changing, and, well, damn it, if you don't like it, leave.
They can certainly try to change the terms of service.
And that's what they tried to do.
And Uber's probably going to say no. And if Uber says
and that's
no,
what they tried. They tried to change the terms of service, which you admitted. They tried to change the contract.
Right. Going through the courts is kind of you still have a potential bargaining position in the sense that you can still team up with others and say, hey, we're going to go on strike, or you can go and say, hey, if you don't like the terms of service that I'm putting forward, which because you're probably a smaller entity or group of people, right? They can say no, and at that point, you have the option of, hey, setting up your own Uber or going to Lyft. And there has been competition. There's been, Cell 411.
Cell 411 is a very decentralized competitor. There's also smaller Uber competitors out there that are operating in Boston.
There's also the possibility that you could go and get hired to be a cab driver. It's not like these options don't still exist.
But again, that was not my question. My question was about attempting to just like, and there are people that claim that they've that there have been people claiming that they've successfully like rewritten the recommended terms of service from a credit card company sending it back, and the credit card company didn't notice that anything
changed.
So they
accepted it. Yeah,
and so they accepted the contract. Yeah. I don't know whether or not that would actually wind up standing up in court,
But well, because most of the time you don't actually get to send a contract back. In these circumstances, you're just clicking approve or apply.
Right, you're clicking,
I agree,
I totally agree, you can change the terms of service whatever you want to, and it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I think that it's scummy and scammy that corporations can do that, but they can, and that's that's kind of the way things are.
Oh, it's absolutely scummy and scammy, but you still have
you
a choice.
You were getting into. Yeah, you knew, Mr. Driver, what you were getting into.
I want to say that I deal with eBay all the time, and I hate eBay. I will get off eBay at the first possibility that I can.
As soon as there's a worthy competitor,
when
and there's not.
I don't know if you remember me talking about Open Bazaar, but I was on top of Open Bazaar. Now, honestly, I set it up, and it ended up, you know, kind of being, it had some edges, right?
Yeah,
and,
it was hard to use initially when they first came out with it.
Well, they've apparently rolled out an upgrade to where you don't have to have the thing running 24 hours a day now to actually have your store up.
Yeah, really? I would like to look back into that, but I haven't had time. I spent a bunch of time on it originally.
I'm the same way. It's like I can't spend more time on this.
Right, and at some point, and I still support Open Bazaar.
Yeah, it's a cool idea. Decentralized markets.
I still promote it to one degree or another. I have a T-shirt that I wear all the time.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, it's not a lot, but nonetheless. But the point is that if you want these better alternatives to come along, you got to support them.
You got to make them and support them. Yeah.
Right. And you do. You know, you don't have choices on everything, but you do have some choices in life, and you just got to make the choices that are best for you. And I think, one of the things I think of is the part of the problem is people don't understand what it means to be a contractor. And then the government comes in and they take more of your money, because now basically what happens with a contractor is that normally as an employee, there's about 15% that gets taken out of your paycheck that you don't know about. And then there's another 15% that,
like Social Security and stuff.
Well, I don't even know if that's included. But the point is that there's another 15% that it shows up on your paycheck that's taken out. But there was that other 15%. Well, when you're self-employed or you're a contractor, you have to pay the whole 30%. And people don't realize that. So they're actually getting paid less.
Or you can avoid paying it because the company doesn't pay it for you. So the company pays you what they owe you, and then you decide whether you pay tax.
Sure. Well, I think one of the points I'm trying to make here is that it's an understanding issue, and it's also an issue of the government's taking money from you that you just don't know that they're taking. So if you accept a lower pay rate, because when you're a contractor, you should be demanding more money. So
because they don't have to pay those.
Right, exactly. It's your responsibility. That's what you're agreeing to. You're making a bad deal if you're taking, $15 an hour, maybe, for example, because maybe that's only worth $10 an hour. I don't know exactly.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
But the point is, you need to evaluate that. But at the same time, from what I've heard, it's about $15 an hour is what people are making. One of the people I know who did work for Uber, and it was definitely better than working at McDonald's. So, I don't know.
I know somebody who's, I think, averaged was like $10 an hour when all was said and done. And I don't think that factors into what that person has to pay to keep their car up, too. So you think about that. They're also having to pay for their repairs. They got to pay for, issues. The air conditioning goes out and it's hot. You better get that fixed or your riders are going to, vote you down.
I don't know. Right. I don't know. You've looked into Uber more. So
I drove for them for a short
time. Right, exactly. So I would imagine that there's probably different amounts that you're getting depending on where you're driving, right?
It will differ based on the city. So Uber, this is one of the problems with Uber, is they centrally plan the rates, which is one of the nice things about Cell 411's ride share. If it would really catch on, and it hasn't, unfortunately, but it's a great, I think, option for that app, is with Cell 411, each driver can set their own rates. Each driver can set, what payment methods they will accept. Whereas with Uber, you have to take the way Uber wants you to get paid, which is through credit cards, and you have to take the amount per mile and the amount per minute or whatever that Uber wants to charge based on what they think the market can bear. So they probably base it based on what cabs cost in the market and try to undercut the cab cost. So, yes, there are different rates based on different places.
Yeah, so
were you going somewhere with that question?
No, I mean, think that was I think that pretty much sums up what I had to say about it.
So, if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Since we're talking about Uber, the Motley Fool has an Uber recap saying they've had a terrible 2017 in the worst of ways. The company is in the midst of trade secrets lawsuits, consumer protection lawsuits, and bans from cities. It's trying to fix its culture of sexism, had to apologize for covering up a massive customer data breach, and is still transitioning after investors forced out its founder and CEO, Travis Kalanick. Here's how the year played out for Uber. In the wintertime of this year, Uber kicked off its horrible year with a $20 million fine from the Federal Trade Commission over claims that it exaggerated its potential earnings, or its earnings potential when recruiting new drivers. For example, the FTC said Uber claimed on its website that Uber X drivers in New York City earned an annual median income of more than $90,000, when it was actually more like $61,000. The company agreed to pay the fine. And we'll tell you a little bit more about some of the bad stuff that happened to Uber this year. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up what you want on Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information and get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you may dial in toll free to bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. As Bitcoin's market relevance continues to be chipped away at by the rise of the alternatives, the rise of other competitors like IOTA, Dash, Cardano, which is one of the new ones in the top 10 recently. Don't know much about it, but it's there. It just hit number 5, Ripple, knocking the longtime number 2, Ethereum, out of its number 2 slot earlier today to take the number 2 slot. I mean, it's just interesting watching all of this go on as Bitcoin, while it's still number 1 and still number 1 by quite a distance, it's losing its total dominance in the marketplace. It is now at 38.5% dominance, which means that if you look at the total market cap of all cryptocurrencies combined, which is now over $600 billion for the whole world, that's all of the value in all of the cryptocurrencies, the over 1,000 cryptocurrencies that are out there, Bitcoin is 38.5% of that. Now, that's still a big chunk, because if you look at the list over at, let's say, CoinMarketCap.com, you can see Bitcoin currently has over $233 billion of that $600 billion. Thing is, a year ago, Bitcoin's market dominance was like 85-90%. So the altcoins a year ago used to be nothing in comparison to Bitcoin. But now, the altcoins combined are more valuable than Bitcoin. And so it's been an amazing turnaround this year for these alternatives, these competitors to Bitcoin. But nonetheless, Bitcoin still is the king of the block. It still is the one that is the most relevant because it's been there the longest. It was the granddaddy of all of these things, and it is still on the top. If you want to learn about Bitcoin, because now there's more than one Bitcoin, you can go to Bitcoin.com. There's some great news there, news.bitcoin.com. They've got an excellent news site. They've got a mining pool. They've got tools that you can utilize to easily convert Bitcoin to U.S. dollars and Bitcoin Cash to U.S. dollars. Check it out over at bitcoin.com and enjoy the site because it's completely free. They've got a forum that you can interact with other Bitcoiners on. Once again, it's all over there at bitcoin.com. Great place to go and get more information. Wow. I was just looking here at coinmarketcap.com. Ripple. The number 2, the new number 2 cryptocurrency, which just blew up in the last 24 hours. I mean, it's been doing very, very well all year, but in just the last 24 hours, over 82% gains in Ripple from one day to the next. It is now at over $100 billion in value on its own. That's got to be a first. I don't know if Ethereum ever hit $100 billion, because I know that Ethereum recently was at like $75 billion. $100 billion, the first competitor to Bitcoin to, I think, cross that threshold has been the Ripple currency. And I don't even know if that one qualifies as a cryptocurrency. I've got a lot of questions about Ripple. I'm glad a lot of people are making money on it. You know, God has blessed you for that.
But it definitely fits the definition of cryptocurrency,
does it? Okay.
But it might not be a decentralized currency, and those are two different things.
I see. And it may not be open source, I think, is what you said as well on that. I don't know enough about it, honestly. So
I know there's a lot of weird, shady stuff going on with the Ripple, but you know, the fact that it exists, you know, sort of, you know, on the internet, if you will, you know, it fits the technical definition of cryptocurrency.
I don't know what they're defining cryptocurrency as, but it would seem to me that it doesn't. There's a number of cryptocurrencies that just don't match up with the spirit of what a cryptocurrency, you know,
Satoshi's original intentions.
Right. Yeah, that kind of you know, what it really means to be a cryptocurrency. I mean, is PayPal a cryptocurrency?
No.
I mean, like,
no.
Okay, it does use U.S. dollars, I guess, and other.
It's also probably not cryptographically secure.
Yeah, you're right.
Or decentralized, I guess it doesn't.
Right.
Have to be.
So but if
Ripple's not decentralized and Tether's not decentralized and some of these other cryptocurrencies aren't
good
decentralized.
Good point.
Is it a cryptocurrency?
Yeah,
because to me, a cryptocurrency does have to be decentralized.
Definition of cryptocurrency, according to Google definitions, a digital currency in which encryption techniques are used to regulate the generation of units of currency and verify the transfer of funds operating independently of a central bank.
Independent of a central bank. Okay, because Ripple is independent of central banks, but it is very much tied in with the banks, from what I understand.
Correct.
And Ripple even put the regulator from New York, the guy who created the Bit license that destroyed the cryptocurrency industry in New York State, they put that guy on their board of directors. As soon as I saw that news headline, I was like, nope, not buying this stuff.
So Ripple meets the technical definition, but it does not meet the spirit
I'm not a fan of crypto. Yeah, I'm not at all a fan of that definition. It seems too broad to me. It's not what a traditional cryptocurrency to me is, and
which means at the very least, by that definition, Daryl, the new Venezuela so-called cryptocurrency would not meet that definition because this one is backed by the government. We can talk more about that because they claim they're going to be launching their oil-backed cryptocurrency in a matter of days. Now, of course, that could mean 365 days, but they're trying to make it sound like it's coming soon.
Well, a million days is a number of days.
So we can talk more about crypto here in a moment. But again, check out Bitcoin.com for more about Bitcoin. Great place to go and learn the basics. We were just doing a quick recap here since we were talking about Uber earlier, and it's actually been a long time since we've discussed Uber here on Free Talk Live. We had covered it in quite a bit of detail over the years as they fought, I think, very honorably against government regulations and unfortunately started to ask for government regulations after they had fought against them. So they've sort of become the thing that they hate in a way like that. But going on here, so they were fined by the FTC for exaggerating their earnings potential when recruiting new drivers in New York City. The company agreed to pay the fine and started to move on with 2017 when a former Uber engineer, Susan Fowler, published a blog post highlighting the company's seemingly pervasive problem with sexual harassment that led to an internal investigation. And a few days later, the company's senior vice president of engineering left the company once it was discovered that employees at Google, his former company, had made sexual harassment claims against him. And that same month, and we're still in February, by the way, Alphabet's Waymo, the new spun-off self-driving company that used to be part of Google, filed a lawsuit against Uber, claiming that a former Waymo employee misappropriated trade secrets relating to his autonomous driving tech. That lawsuit's still ongoing. And then just days after that lawsuit was filed, then Uber's CEO Travis Kalanick was caught on film arguing with and belittling an Uber driver when he and the driver got into a heated debate over Uber fares. Kalanick issued an apology after the video went public. And by the way, just so you know, Uber, one of the things they've done is sort of whittled down what their drivers can take home. So when I started with them, it was 80% in New Hampshire is what you got as the driver. So 80% of the total bill to the customer would go to the driver. And then within a matter of weeks after I'd started, they implemented a new 75% reduction, meaning that everybody who started after a certain date would only be getting 75%. And, you know, I don't know if they've taken it down further since then, but they may have. And, you know, when you're a driver and you're a full-time driver, like for me, I was just doing it for fun. So, like, it didn't really matter to me that much. But if you're trying to feed a family and, you know, get the bills paid, and then all of a sudden the company you're working for decides to slash your rates by 5 or 10%, that's a shock to the system. You know, you're not planning for that. And then all of a sudden, you got to rebudget everything.
This is the danger of getting on board with the biggest company
with
in
the corporation.
You know, they end up having a power against you.
Yep, that's right.
No competition.
There's more on the way here. 855, 450, free like freedom. Well, there is competition.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun. You'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial toll free to bring up whatever you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. We're talking on and off on Free Talk Live about cryptocurrencies. And so, Dash, you should know about them. They are a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, and transactions are quick and can be confirmed instantly. Even people who don't like Dash are using Dash simply because it's usable. It's useful. Yeah. People accept it. And you know what? If you don't like it, you can just shapeshift out of it. No problem.
Put it's it me purchase lunch every day, so right. I'm using it.
It's amazing. And so thanks to Dash over at Dash.org. You can learn a lot more about it and how you can pay anyone anywhere in the world anytime, just pennies on the dollar, for a fraction of the cost of a Bitcoin transaction, where you might be paying $20 for a Bitcoin transaction today. You might, on a large, expensive Dash transaction, pay 3 cents worth of Dash. more likely you're going to pay 1 cent worth of Dash to send your transaction there. So check it out over at Dash.org. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. They've got a governance structure set up there where the masternodes can vote on proposals to help promote Dash and get Dash out there and advertise it and get it in front of people, and they're doing some really interesting stuff there. Go to Dash.org to learn more, and there's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Find out why at Dash.org. As we continue here with a bit of an Uber recap, since we were talking about it earlier, we were talking about their 2017, how bad of a year it was for them. Not only did they lose the case that we talked in detail about in the UK at the appeals court level, which basically means if they keep losing, and they are appealing, but if they keep losing, they're going to possibly leave the UK because they are threatened by this case into having to treat their contractors as though they're employees, which is going to completely change their business model if they continue to operate there. But just a recap of what some of the other things they've had to face this year. Not even a week after the video surfaced of CEO Travis Kalanick debating with an Uber driver over the Uber fares, the New York Times published an article, and we did talk about this one, showing that Uber had created. Now, I love this. This is one of the, when I hear stories like this about Uber, I always appreciate what they do here. They created a fake version of their app known as the Gray Ball, which
I remember that.
Yeah, it was used to deceive local government officials into thinking they were waiting for an Uber when they actually weren't. So what was going on here was Uber's constantly being investigated by local governments. And so if some government goon signed up with, you know, joesmith@nyc.ny.us, one of those kind of government addresses, they would send that person this secret version of their app, this gray ball, that you as a regular user wouldn't get, but the government user would. Uber used its app to gather information about some of its users and then determine if they were local government officials or law enforcement, and the app then pretended to work, but would show that no drivers were available in their area. The company took this, made this move so it could operate in cities where the service may not have been approved. So they were basically using this fake app to fool the government, police and investigators into not, you know, thinking that they can't get a ride from Uber there.
Yeah.
Because they would try to sign up.
And they pulled out.
Right. Do like a sting operation on them.
You have to wonder if that really worked.
It worked long enough until one of their employers or their former employees revealed this. So it was an insider who outed them in this particular case. The gray ball set off a firestorm for the company that it's still dealing with today. Major cities have considered kicking Uber out over its seemingly deceptive practices. Remember, they were deceiving the government. They weren't deceiving their real customers who actually wanted to use their
services.
And
the government deceives us all the time, so I think that's fair game.
I love it. In the to top the spring months off, though, the information reported, which is, I guess, a website, in March that Kalanick and five other Uber executives visited an escort bar while traveling in South Korea back in 2014. The article said an executive was present who felt uncomfortable with where they were, left the bar, and then later reported the incident to the company's human resources department. The article then alleges that Uber tried to keep the executive quiet about the incident in light of the current sexual harassment investigations that the company was already facing. Uber then kicked off the summer with a board meeting discussing the findings of its internal investigation into sexual harassment within the company. An Uber board member at the time, David Bonderman, made comments regarded as sexist during the meeting and ended up resigning 2 weeks later. The company ended up firing 20 employees as a result of that investigation, and CEO Kalanick, who's the founder of the company, stepped away for 3 months. That news came as Kalanick's mother passed away, and some assumed he would come back to lead the company, but little more than a week afterwards, he resigned from the company after Uber's biggest investors wrote him a letter asking him to resign. And how many times has that happened, where somebody creates a thing, and then a board of directors gets in charge of that thing and completely changes that thing from out underneath the original designer
up that thing.
It happens a good bit.
It does.
It's, you know, that's a tactic that government actually uses.
What, take over from inside a corporate board?
Yeah, like corporate espionage or non-profit espionage for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
They'll make sexual harassment claims, they'll make stuff up and put, you know, facts together that then make it look like something happened, and then
they're their guys in charge.
Yeah, and then at the end of the day, yeah, their guy ends up being in charge of the entity and all sorts of people.
I'm thinking of another situation where there was a board that was created, and the board wound up. I don't recall if they removed the person or if this person removed themselves, but then later said, that board that I created and gave them the keys over to this thing, they're not the real board. You should give me a bunch of money.
I think I know who you're talking about there.
You do know who I'm talking about.
You're talking about a ride-sharing, or it's an alleged ride-sharing
company. Two of them. One called Arcade City, yeah. One called Swarm City, where the guy that created Arcade City created a board and said, I'm no longer the mayor, I'm the janitor of Arcade City.
Yep, and then they ran
it
out.
And you're in charge here, and they said, all right, glad we're in charge, we're changing the name. And he's like, but you can't do that. But nope,
you did.
Put us in charge.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it's just always interesting to see how things change after boards get in charge, because it can be a complete change. Uber then hired former Expedia CEO Dara Khosrowshahi.
Daria. They hired Daria.
To help, well, Dara, D-A-R-A. But to help turn around the company appears to have been a wise decision, but Uber's deep-seated problems have continued to surface even under the new leadership. In the fall, the Transport for London, London's highest transportation authority, said it wouldn't renew the license for the company to operate in the city. The TfL group cited Uber's grayball software and other privacy concerns, saying in a statement, quote, TfL considers that Uber's approach and conduct demonstrate a lack of corporate responsibility in relation to a number of issues which have potential public safety and security implications. I don't see how its board of directors being, you know, horny is really in any way a public safety issue when it comes to their drivers getting from point A to point B. But regardless, it was a blow to the company because London's a huge city, but also because it could set a precedent for other cities to shut down Uber as well. The company still functions somewhat in London because a ban is difficult to enforce, which is one of the things I like about Uber. You know, again, there's a lot not to like about them, but I do love it when they openly flout bans.
Yes.
When they're told by some government, we are not allowing you to operate here, and Uber's like, well, if our drivers want to drive there and take the risk, we'll support them.
We'll pay their fines.
Yeah, we'll pay the fines, and we'll pay for the attorneys to fight this in court in certain cases. So I love it when they do that. But going on here, the move by the city was nonetheless another black eye for the ride-sharing company. Then in November, it was revealed that hackers breached some of Uber's computer systems and had gotten access to the information of 57 million riders and drivers in the year 2016. All companies have data breaches, of course, but the big problem is that Uber didn't tell its customers or drivers about the breach and instead paid the hackers $100,000 to delete the data. As a result, they tried to keep it quiet. As a result of Uber's handling of that breach, several cities are looking into lawsuits against the company, and Washington's state attorney general has already filed a consumer protection lawsuit against Uber. So there you go. Toll-free number here, 855-450, free like freedom, but they are apparently planning to go public in 2019. So
you're going to have an IPO?
That's another thing that changes how companies operate in a lot of ways. We're coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts. A cryptocurrency executive kidnapped. We'll hear about it coming up.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it?
Join the conversation at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Join us on the radio waves and bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, so Skype on in here. Skype username lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
As we continue here, a cryptocurrency executive has been kidnapped and ultimately released, as I understand it, after paying the, what was it, $1 million worth of ransom? Chris, you've got the story. This is all I've just seen in headlines, so I'm presuming it's the same guy that we're talking about here.
You know what? That's more information than my story has.
Really?
So,
okay.
Yeah, so Expo Bitcoin Exchange manager kidnapped in Ukraine. A manager of the Expo Bitcoin Exchange has been kidnapped in Ukraine. According to Russian and Ukrainian media reports, Pavel Lerner, 40, was kidnapped while leaving his office in Kyiv's Obolon district on the 26th of December. The report said he was dragged into the black Mercedes-Benz by men wearing balaclavas. I think that's a, what is it? That's a
balaclava is a mask that only has your eye holes and like maybe a mouth hole or something in it. It's
I have a couple of them that I wear
when
I go running.
Is there one for your nose? Is there a holes for your nose?
So the one that I really like, my newest balaclava, it's got this separate piece of fabric that can be pulled up over the nose or pulled down. And
so if you need to drink coffee or, you know, eat something, you can.
And then I have another one where it's all one piece of fabric that can be pulled up over the nose. But I like the one where it's that second piece of fabric that is independent of what goes to the chin.
And here I was thinking it was some sort of Muslim like headdress or something. Police in Kyiv confirmed to the BBC that a man had been kidnapped on the day in question, but would not confirm his identity. A spokeswoman said that the matter was currently under investigation and that more information will be made public later on. Mr. Lerner is a prominent Russian blockchain expert, and the news of his kidnapping has stunned many in the international cryptocurrency community.
Yeah, so here's the update for you from Newsweek, posted about 5 hours ago. Pavel Lerner, the 40-year-old Russian citizen and the head of the Exmo Exchange, was again kidnapped. He, according to one source, told the Financial Times that he had paid $1 million worth of Bitcoin to secure his release from his captors. His abduction may be one of the first rare cases of kidnapping and extortion for cryptocurrency. So, very scary stuff here. In a statement released Friday, Exmo confirmed that Lerner had been located and released. Quote, at the moment he is safe and there was no physical harm inflicted on him. Nevertheless, Pavel is currently in a state of major stress, therefore, and he will not provide any official comments in the coming days. Further, they said that we would like to note that the story of Pavel's abduction has overgrown with rumors that might tamper with the official investigation. That said, Exmo currently refrains from any comments or suggestions of own versions of the possible scenario in the nearest future. The company is unaware of who's responsible for the kidnapping, but it is being investigated by the Ukraine government.
So that's interesting. So they actually got $1 million out of him.
That's what the claim is.
Yeah.
Somebody claimed that to the media.
That's interesting. I wonder if he had access to it, or because in this, so interestingly enough, in this article I've got, it says he does not, or he did not have access to those bitcoins, which kind of suggests that, or their crypto, and
somebody else might have.
Somebody else must have paid it.
Yeah, they maybe reached out to somebody that he knew that would have been able to pull a switch or something.
Or possibly it's his own money.
Or possibly. Yeah, we don't know. But it's scary nonetheless, and may bring some sort of truth to the claim that, remember when we read, I don't know if you guys were on the show, I don't remember who was, but there was this article written or a post over at Reddit by somebody who claimed to have been from the future. And
I was on that night.
Yeah, and they said that in the future there are going to be these like places where these Bitcoin billionaires or whatever will go to in order to have protection, like armed guards kind of protection from stuff like this happening.
Yeah.
So, you know, before you know it, people like this Pavel may be under lock and key and under armed guard.
There's already people with private security. I've
people in crypto, you mean?
No.
People have private security. Rush Limbaugh's got private
security. Right. Other wealthy people already have to hire private security.
Right.
I know. I don't know if you guys know who Mark Shuttleworth.
I don't think so.
So he's the founder of Canonical, which is the biggest Ubuntu. It's a Linux distribution.
Really?
And it was interesting the one time I interacted with him, and he had security there. It was very interesting.
Like a burly bouncer guy right next to him, one of those kind of guys.
He had a bunch of people, I think.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, it definitely.
Because John McAfee's
like
only got one guy.
Yeah. well, I mean, okay. So this Mark is. I believe he's a billionaire, and
so he may have more money than John McAfee.
Yeah, he's gone to space and everything. Oh yeah, he definitely has more money than McAfee. But it was interesting because the second time I interacted with him, he didn't have the security.
Uh huh.
And I thought
maybe you just didn't see them. Is it possible they were there but you didn't know?
I don't think so.
Okay.
They were very well suited, and it was very obvious the first time.
Okay.
And the second time, I mean, I don't know where they would have been if there was. I think he kind of toned the security down over the years, for whatever reason, because these were different conferences, and so certainly there's already private security out there. So if people do feel like they need more protection,
You can hire it.
You can absolutely hire it.
Yeah. Somebody who might be needing some protection, the Venezuelan president, Nicolas Maduro. I bet he's got no shortage of security agents who are well-fed, unlike the rest of the country, because a lot of people in Venezuela would probably like to hurt this man, given that he has presided over the complete rundown of the country's economy. We've talked a lot about Venezuela on this program, but one of the more laughable news headlines out of Venezuela recently has been that they plan on launching their own cryptocurrency. Now, I've seen this described as a cryptocurrency and a digital currency, and it would seem to me that based on the definition that you read earlier, Daryl, that it would not qualify as a cryptocurrency because the definition you shared with us required the currency to not be issued by fiat, by a government, by a central bank.
Correct.
And this obviously is. They are going to launch what they're calling the Petro currency. They claim it will be backed, it'll launch within days and backed by 5.3 billion barrels of oil worth $267 billion in a bid to offset a deep financial crisis. Earlier this month, he announced the Petro currency despite skepticism of cryptocurrency experts who do not think Venezuela has the wherewithal to pull it off. Communications Minister Jorge Rodriguez said the first Petro offering would come within days. Quote, Camp 1 of the Ayacucho block will form the initial backing of this cryptocurrency, he told reporters, referring to part of Venezuela's southern Orinoco belt. Quote, it contains 5.342 billion certified barrels of oil. We're talking about backing of $267 billion. He added that differentiated the Petro from other cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin. Now, of course, if you want to collect your oil, you're going to have to go down there and get it yourself because they don't have the boats to be able to deliver it anywhere.
I wonder if this has some sort of value because it can be
the Petro.
Well, no, the digital currency that Venezuela is issuing,
the Petro. That's what it's called. Petro.
Because I mean, again, I may not be thinking through this very much well here, but. If they're having issues getting dollars, it may be a means of getting dollars.
It may be. If people value the currency that's being issued by one of the most valueless nations on the planet.
Right.
This isn't being traded yet anywhere.
I'll tell you a way that is fairly easy for the people of Venezuela to wind up getting U.S. dollars, and that's to wind up selling Venezuelan currency on eBay as
it's illegal for them to do that.
Novelty items, because I purchased some, what was it, about a year ago?
See, here's the problem, though, with a government-run cryptocurrency. Is part of the deal behind cryptocurrencies being valuable is that they're open source and they cannot be manipulated because they're distributed and decentralized. This is not going to be distributed and decentralized. It's going to likely be to be a centralized currency controlled by the government, which means they can issue more of it on a whim rather than, you know, on a schedule like the other cryptos.
I would suspect you're probably right. I would not put much faith in it, but at the same time, I'm trying to see the value in it for, you know, Venezuela.
It would only be valuable for the government, not the people of Venezuela, who they're going to still be starving. The Venezuelan government, if anybody does value this currency, and that remains to be seen, they're going to be the ones who benefit from it.
And something else to be seen is a couple of years ago, the Ecuadorian parliament approved legislation to have Ecuador create a national cryptocurrency, but I'm not seeing anything to where they actually wound up doing that.
Because it's government. I mean, they suck at everything that they do, so it should be interesting to see how broken this thing is.
Except for killing people. They're really efficient at that.
Well, they probably could be more efficient if they weren't the government. But we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.